The mollifying influence of a vision. In addition to the possibility that Melbourne might not be chosen as the location of the proposed plant, consideration was being given to moving the Union Conference office from Melbourne to Sydney. A vision given to Ellen White and Stanmore and repeated some weeks later prevented a serious rift when these matters were under study at the council meeting in Melbourne. Ellen White had told her son of some of the things revealed to her that, now as he was in Melbourne studying certain moves with others, took on considerable significance.
W. C. White hastened off a postcard to his mother, urging her to write out the matter for their immediate use at the council meeting.
But while some things stood out clearly before her, other things, she wrote, are not laid out as distinct as I could wish. She added, I must wait. It will come to me, I feel quite sure. Then on Tuesday night, August 9th, she had a unique experience in which just that took place. The next day she wrote, last night, I thought I must write a few lines before retiring. I began about the Sabbath meeting, when, like a flash of lightning, I had presented to me so sharply some things which had been presented to me at Stanmore, and I wrote on and on, until I had written 4.5 pages. She promised to have the matter copied and sent to them, which she did in a document dated August 12. The instruction came to her in symbolic form, and now she wrote, as these things revive in my mind, I'm trying to put them with pen and ink where I cannot lose them. There was instruction given in an assembly. Words were addressed to men in responsible positions. After the council meeting, I saw quite a change being made. As I told you, there was a transferring of workers, and our councillor was saying the same men should not continue a length of time in one place. There were families with their goods being drawn away to be transported to other places. There was a necessity for this in order to leave a positive influence on the work and the cause of God, and its advancement. I would encourage the movement you suggest, and believe the Lord is in Elder Daniel's moving to Sydney at this time, and the Lord will tell him what to do next. I did have some things presented that there was now a more decided work to be done in Sydney and the vicinity. The advantages now presented in doing medical missionary work need more calculation and experience brought into the management of the work. I shall be relieved if this change is made. I believe Brother Morse will be less experienced to help in Melbourne, but with Elder Daniels here in New South Wales, the working force seems more evenly balanced.